Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，早上好。
I believe brother Caleb and sister Stephanie are with us today.
我相信我们今天有我们的 Caleb 弟兄和 Stephanie 姊妹回到我们当中。
There's no better way to announce your presence by praising the Lord in the congregation.
这没有更好的一个方式能够告诉大家你回到我们当中，就是在我们刚才我们的刚才祷告的时候来开口来赞美神。
It's a joy to see them.
真的是看见他们真的是很喜乐的事。
Let's turn our attention to the scripture, Colossians chapter 3, verse 9 to 11.
让我们来读哥罗西书第三章九到十一节。
Colossians chapter 3, verse 9 to 11.
哥罗西书三章九到十一节。
I think last week we covered the first two verses, but the focus of this morning will be on the third verse.
我们上周有讲到这段话当中的第九和第十节，然后我们今天的着重于第十一节。
Do not lie to one another, since you lay aside the old self with its evil practices, and have put on the new self, who is being renewed.To a true knowledge according to the image of the one who created him, a renewal in which there is no distinction between Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave and freeman, but Christ is all and in all.
不要彼此说谎，因你们已经脱去旧人和旧人的行为，穿上新人。这新人在知识上渐渐更新，正如造他主的形象。在此不分希腊人、犹太人、受割礼的、未受割礼的、化外人、希古提人、为奴的、自主的，唯有基督是包括一切，又住在个人之内。
As we talk about this thought of lay aside the old self.And put on the new self.
我们上周讲到这样的一个意念，我们要脱去旧人，还有穿上新人。
And brother gave us many different examples of old self and new self.
我们的弟兄给我们许多关于旧人和新人的例子。
And we'll focus on verse 11.
但我们今天会着重于第十一节。
Because verse 11 tells us the essence of the new self.
因为第十一节就讲到了作为新人的这个中心
真谛
真谛
So what is actually the new self?
所以什么是新人呢
And that is the verse 11
那就在这十一节当中
Then there are the whole book trying to explain the verse 11
然后整本书就再来解释这个第十一节
That is the book of Philippians
那就是腓立比书
And PhilippiansExplain this verses or explain the new self in three ways.
腓立比书解释到这个新人是在三方面。
The first way is Philippians chapter 1, verse 20 to 21.
第一个部分就是腓立比书第一章第二十到二十一节。
Philippians chapter 1, verse 20 to 21.
腓立比书一章二十到二十一节。
According to my earnest expectation and hope, that I will not be put to shame in anything, but that with all boldness, Christ will even now, as always, be exalted in my body, whether by life or by death. For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain.
照着我所切慕所盼望的没有一事叫我羞愧只要凡事放胆无论是生是死总叫基督在我身上照常显大因我活着就是基督我死了就有益处
This is the first way in Philippians allow us to see what is the new self
这是腓立比书当中提到的第一点关于如何做新人的
And the second way The second meaning of the new selfcan be found in chapter 2, verse 1 and 2.
而关于做新人的第二方面可以在腓立比书二章一到二节里面有讲到。
Therefore, if there is any encouragement in Christ, if there is any consolation of love, if there is any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and compassion, make my joy complete by being of the same mind, maintaining the same love, united in spirit, intent on one purpose.
所以在基督里若有什么劝勉爱心有什么安慰圣灵有什么交通心中有什么慈悲怜悯你们就要意念相同爱心相同有一样的心思有一样的意念使我的喜乐可以满足
Then this point was summarized in verse 5.
然后这一段就在第五节有就被总结起来
Have this attitude in yourselves which was also in Christ Jesus.
能够以当我们应当以基督的耶稣的心为心。
This is the second meaning of the new self.
而这就是关于我们作为新人的第二个意义。
Now come to the third meaning of the new self can be found in Philippians chapter 3 verse 12 to 14.
而关于新人的第三个意义可以在腓立比书三章十二到十四节当中找到。
Now that I have already obtained it,or have already become perfect, but I press on, so that I may lay hold of that for which also I was laid hold of by Christ Jesus. Brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize,of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了，我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣所以得着我的。弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来的奖赏。
And this is the third meaning of the new self.
而这一段就是关乎那个新人的第三个意义。
Then we have final verse in Job chapter 23 verse 10. 约伯记。
我们最后一段是在约伯记。
23章第10节。But he knows the way I take. When he has tried me, I shall come forth as gold.
然而他知道我所行的路他试炼我之后我必如金金
Let's pray
让我们有一些祷告
Father we are so grateful that this morning we can gather in your presence
天父我们何等的感恩我们今天早晨可以在你的同在当中聚集
We praise you because you are the light that shine in our darkness
我们感谢你，你是那真光，照亮我们的黑暗。
And you give us this opportunity to turn our eye upon you even now.
我们感谢你给我们这个机会，在现在我们就可以转眼仰望你。
As we turn to you, as we turn our eye upon you, you will make us more than a conqueror.
当我们转眼仰望基督的时候，你就使我们得胜有余。
We commit this.A precious time into your hands.
我们把这个宝贵的时间仰望在你的手中。
May we see what's in your heart for us.
让我们来看见你心里为我们预备的。
In Jesus' name we pray.
祷告奉主耶稣的名。Amen.
Asri, our brother, gave us many examples of the old self and many examples of the new self.
上周我们的弟兄就给了我们很多关于新人和旧人的例子。
Let me just give you one.
让我给大家另外一个例子。
You know that we have a screen behind that pillar in the middle.
大家能够看见我们这里中间有一个柱子。
And behind that pillar, there is the screen that is showing the live broadcast.
柱子后面呢就有我们聚会的直播。
I think everyone who attendThe table meeting this morning would acknowledge that we have a lot of brothers and sisters here, right?
我们早晨来参加我们波饼聚会的弟兄姊妹们，能够看见我们当中有很多人。
But if you only look at that live screen,
但如果你只看那个直播的屏幕的话
，you will say there are not many people in that table meeting.
你会觉得说，哎，其实没有很多人在我们的播饼聚会当中。
Because in the live stream is where you see most of the empty seats.
因为在这个直播的屏幕上面，你会看见很多空的座位。
Almost two-thirds of the empty seat are in live stream windows.
因为三分之二的座位在这个屏幕里面都是空的。
No. 啊？三分之二所有的空位呢？都是在这个屏幕可以看见的那个地方。
哦，三分之二的空位都是在屏幕可以看见的地方。
There aren't that many empty seats after all.
其实并没有那么多空位。
So if you stay in the behind, you see we have a lot of brothers and sisters.
如果你在很后面的话，你会看见我们当中有许多的弟兄姊妹。
But if you only look at live stream windows, you say there aren't that many.
但如果你看我们直播的屏幕的话，你就觉得说，哎，其实没有那么多人。
It will be the same way now.
其实现在也是这样的。
There's some sitting behind. You can watch that screen.
如果你坐在这个屏幕后面，你可以去看一下屏幕。
You look at the screen. You say they don't have that many people. You see all that empty seats.
你看见那个屏幕，你就觉得说，好像没有很多人参加聚会。你看很多空的座位。
Most of the empty seats are right in front.
因为空的座位都在前面。
This is the practice.Of the old self.
这个是旧人的行为。
We have to lay aside.
我们要放下旧人的行为。
It's not about right or wrong.
这不是说对或错的。
It's about old and new.
这是关于旧的和新的。
Next weekend is our opportunity to lay aside the old self.
下周末是我们能够脱去新人的旧人的机会。
Because we have to.
因为我们需要这样。
Because we have a brothers and sisters from Dumble will be with us.
因为我们在 Dumble 的弟兄姊妹会与我们一同聚会。
We need to leave space for them.
我们要把位置留给他们。
So next week is our opportunity to start a new self behavior.
下一周的确是我们能够穿上新人的机会。
Let's pack the front and leave the space for our brothers and sisters from Dumble.
愿我们能够都往前坐，把后面的座位能够留给我们来自 Dumble 的弟兄姊妹。
We will not have enough space or chair in the back if we still behave like old self.
如果我们还是如旧人那般的话，我们这里不会有足够的座位的。
When Mary of Bethany sitting before Jesus' feet, she was sitting right there.
伯大尼的玛利亚，她坐在耶稣的脚前。玛利亚就是坐在这里的。
Probably even closer than the first row.
可能比这第一排的座位还要紧。
Because at Jesus' feet will be right here.
因为耶稣的脚会在这儿。
That is the new self.
那是新人。
Because she wants to be as close to Jesus as possible to hear every word he spoke.
因为玛利亚想要。越更靠近耶稣，能够听见耶稣所说的每一句话。
There are much fewer distractions if you sit in front.
在如果你坐前面的话，你会经历更少的这些打扰你的事。
But this morning our focus is on this verse 11.
但我们今天早晨的着重于第十一节。
Which captured the essence of the new self.
乃是讲到这个做新人的真谛。
In this verse, we find a renewal in which there is no distinctions whether Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave and freeman, but Christ is all and in all.
在十一节里面，他就讲到有这样的一个更新，就不再分别希腊人、犹太人、受割礼的、未受割礼的、化外人、希古提人、为奴的、自主的，唯有基督是包括一切，又住在个人之内。
The essence of the new self is Christ is everything to us.
那新人的真谛乃是基督是我们的一切。
When Christ is all, we do not see distinctions anymore.
当基督是我们的一切的时候，在此就不分别了。
There is no longer Greek or Jews.
不再有希腊人和犹太人的分别。
Circumcised and uncircumcised.
受割礼的，未受割礼的。
Slave or free.
为奴的，自主的。
They're all purchased by the blood of Jesus.
这都是主耶稣基督的宝血所买回的。
Christ fills every heart with his presence and love.
基督他使每一个人的心都满有他的爱。
When Christ is all, like Mary, we gave our whole attention to the Lord.
当基督是我们的一切的时候，我们就如玛利亚，可以把我们所有的注意力都给我们的主。
When Christ is all, a pound of costly perfume is not too much.
当基督是我们一切的时候，那珍贵的那一盎司珍贵的香膏就不是很贵重的。
On the other hand, when Christ is not all, then a pound of very costly perfume was too much.
但当基督不是一切的时候，那贵重的香膏我们就给不出去了。
Judas questioned why the perfume had not been sold for 30 pieces of silver.
那犹大他就来质疑说，为什么这香膏不变卖30两银子？
For Judas, Christ was not all.
对于犹大来说，基督不是一切。
Christ was merely a part of his life.
犹大只是他生命中的一部分而已。
In the end, Judas betrayed the Lord Jesus for 30 pieces of silver.
最后犹大他就卖主耶稣，为着那30两银子。
This was the burden in Apostle Paul's heart when he wrote the book of Philippians.
这是保罗在写腓立比书的时候他的负担。
Paul opened up to the Philippians as a fellow follower of Christ.
保罗他在介绍自己的时候，他对腓立比人说他是跟从主的仆人。
Eager to share his thoughts on the importance of Christ being all.
他愿意来跟腓立比人来分享基督是他的一切。
He said, "Brethren, I count not myself to have obtained." Neither am I already perfect.
他说不是我已经得着了，已经完全了。
Convey a sense of humility and continuous pursuit of spiritual growth.
他向腓立比人显明他这个谦卑还有持续追求属灵成长的这个心智。
He invites us to join him in pressing toward the goal.
他邀请我们与他一同来向那标杆直跑。
Recognizing that none of us have fully reached it.
认识到我们没有一个人是已经完全得着了。
The depth and richness of this letter are far beyond what we have attained.
这个腓立比书它的这个深度是我们还没有完全能够得着的。
Instead of lecturing each other, let us encourage one another to grasp the truth it contains.
与其我们彼此来说教，让我们能够彼此来激励，能够继续来向着这个标杆直跑。
In Paul's perspective, in the book of Philippians, Christ is our all embodies three essential meanings.
在腓立比书当中，保罗对于基督是我们一切有三个方面的解释。
The first meaning is Christ is our life.
第一个解释就是基督是我们的生命。
This is the firstessential meaning of Christ being our all.
这个是第一个关于基督是我们一切的这个解释。
Christ must be our life.
基督必须是要是我们的生命。
The second meaning of Christ being all is Christ is our mind.
而第二个解释就是基督是我们的心思。
In other words, we are to have the mind of Christ.
在就是说基督的心思应该成为我们的心思。
If we do not have the mind of Christ, then Christ is not our all.
若我们不以基督的心为心，那基督就不是我们的一切。
The third meaning of Christ being our all is Christ is our goal.
那第三个解释就是基督是我们的标杆。
When Christ is our life, our mindand our goal, then Christ becomes our everything and our all.
当基督他是我们的生命、心思和标杆的时候，基督就成为了我们的一切。
So this is the content of today's message.
这就是我今天信息的内容。
So that's first to discuss Christ is our life.
所以我们第一个会来讲到基督是我们的生命。
You know, many of you think that Old Testament is hard.
大家可能会觉得旧约是很难的。
But I think New Testament is harder.
但我觉得新约更难。
Let me give you that example right now. Why the New Testament is much harder than Old Testament.
让我给你一个例子，为什么说新约比旧约要难。
Verse 21 of chapter 1 of Philippians. For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain.
就是在腓立比书一章二十一节讲到，因我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。
How easy is New Testament?
哇，这新约真的很简单哦。
What does this verse mean?
这一节讲的是什么呢？
For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain.
因我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。
What does this verse mean?
这一节到底什么意思？
This verse means that life is all about Christ.
这一节讲到我们的生命全在于基督。
Christ is our life.
基督是我们的生命。
The very reason we live and exist.
这是我们生命存留的根本原因。
Now you know why I said that this book is far beyond us.
所以我就说为什么这本书是高于我们的。
None of us has reached it.
没有我们在座任何一个人都还没有得
着。Even Paul, he said, brothers, I have not obtained it.
就连保罗都说我不是已经得着了。
For me to live is Christ, to die is gain.
因我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。
In the chapter 1, if you count, the word Christ appears 18 times in that one short chapter.
腓立比书第一章，基督这个词出现了第十八次。
Christ is everywhere, in every direction, in every connection.
基督它出现在每一个方向里面，每一个句子当中。
It is all about Christ.
这全都是在乎基督。
If someone read the activity of any of us for a single day,
当我们一天的这些活动都来被人所看见的时候
，How many times Christ appears?
有多少次基督是出现在我们一天的生活当中呢
？If you ask Apostle Paul what life means to him,
如果我们问保罗，生命对于来说是在乎什么呢
？He will say it is all about Christ.
保罗会说是全在乎基督。
If you ask him what he's working for and what is hope for,
如果我们问他你所努力的、你所盼望的是什么呢
？It is all about Christ.
他会说全在乎基督。
If you say, do you have anything else?
然后我们问他，你还有别的吗？
He will say no.
保罗会说没有了。
Nothing else for me. The life is all about Christ.
保罗会说没有了，因为我活着就是基督。
If we were faced the same questions I just asked,
如果我们被问刚才我问的同样的问题
We might find ourselves falling short
我们会觉得我们可能有亏欠
But it prompts us to strive for a deeper connection with Christ in our own lives
但这鼓励我们要与基督在我们每天的生活当中有更深的连结
You may wonder How can Apostle Paul became this way?
你可能会在想，为什么使徒保罗会成为他这样子呢
？Have you ever thought about the differences with this guy, Apostle Paul, and myself?
你有想过使徒保罗和你自己之间的这个差别吗
？So let's just take a brief look on how the Lord brought Paul to a place where Christ became everything to him.
所以，让我们来看一下。基督是如何带领保罗使他能够认识到基督是保罗的一切
So one night in a vision a man from Macedonia appeared to Paul and said come over to help us
有一天晚上保罗就在梦中看见有一个马其顿人求他去帮助这个马其顿的人
And taking this as a sign from the Lord Paul and Silas arrive in Philippi.
得到这个意象之后，这保罗和希拉他们就去到了腓立比。
I'm sure they were looking for this man from Macedonia.
我想保罗和希拉应该在看找那个马其顿人。
But they didn't see the man from Macedonia.
但他们没有找到这个马其顿人。
They encountered a slave girl.
但他们却看见了一个使女。
Possessed by the evil spirits.
这是一个被鬼附的使女。
And this girl led to their unjust beating and imprisonment in the inner prison.
这个使女就使他们受到了不公平的棍打，还是下在了监里。
Where their feet were fastened in stocks.
他们两脚就被上了木狗。
And despite this adversity, they did not lose heart.
但尽管如此，保罗和希拉他们没有失去信心。
At midnight, they prayed and sang hymns.
在深夜的时候，他们在监里祷告、唱诗、赞美神。
Then we need to ask, how did Paul and Silas came to this victory?
我们就想要问保罗和希拉，他们是如何这样子得胜的？
Brother and sister, the only explanation is they allow the cross to remove any personal interest from their lives.
这唯一的解释就是他们愿意让十字架来挪去他们对于个人利益的追求。
If they have any self-interest while sitting in the prison, they will not be able to sing song and praise God.
如果他们有任何对于个人利益的追求，在监里的时候，他们就没有办法祷告、唱诗、赞美神。
In their heart, you cannot find any personal interest anymore.
在他们的心里面，你找不到任何个人的利益。
This allowed the Holy Spirit to uplift their spirits amidst the darkness of their circumstances.
这就让圣灵可以在他们里面工作。来在黑暗的处境当中来托起他们。
It was the combined work of the cross and the Holy Spirit that enabled their endurance.
是十字架和圣灵这样联合的工作使他们可以忍耐。
The primary reason behind Paul's victory was his complete lack of self-interest.
保罗他得胜首要的原因乃是他全然放下他个人的利益。
There was no personal agendas.
他没有个人的这个目标。
His focus was solely on Christ.
他的这个注意力是全在于基督的。
The cross had eliminated his personal interest.
这个十字架就除掉他所有个人的这些利益。
Brothers and sisters, the personal interest is the old self.
弟兄姊妹们，个人的利益乃是关乎那救人的。
When the personal interests are eliminated, you become the new self.
当你个人的利益被除掉的时候，你就成为那新人。
And when the self-interest no longer exists, then you will behave like a new self.
当你个人的这些喜好被放下的时候，你就能够如新人一般。
Paul mentions some people preach Christ out of envy and rivalry.
保罗他讲到说，有的人传基督是出于嫉妒纷争，
hoping to cause trouble for Paul while he is in chains.
意思是要加增保罗在捆锁当中的苦楚。
Others, however, preach Christ out of goodwill and love, recognizing Paul's role.In defending the gospel,
有些是出于好意传福音，出于爱心，知道保罗是为辨明福音所设立的。
Despite the mixed motives, Paul's response was remarkable.
虽然有这些混杂的动机，但是保罗他的回应却是非常令人。
Instead of condemning those who preach Christ with impure motives.
他没有去批评那些有混杂动机去传福音的人。
He expresses joy that Christ is being proclaimed, regardless of the motivations behind it.
他欢喜，因为基督究竟是被传开了。
You see no self-interest in Paul.
你看见在 保罗里面没有个人的这些利益。
Even someone preaches gospel intend to cause pain for Paul.
就算有人传福音是为了加增他的苦楚。
He expressed joy that gospel was proclaimed.
他说他很欢喜，因为基督究竟是被传出去了。
If we want to be like Paul,
如果我们想要像保罗一样，
and there is a way,
是有一条道路的。
There is a way to lose self-interest,
有一条可以放下我们个人利益的道路。
Throughout the Bible, we see a consistent pattern.
在圣经当中，我们看到一个非常合一的这一个样式。
The cross make way for the Spirit.
十字架它就为圣灵铺路。
And the Spirit follows the path of the cross.
圣灵就跟随十字架的道路。
There is a very old song that illustrates this.
有一首很古老的诗歌就讲到这一点。
Enlarge our soul's capacity, cut deeper channels, Lord.
宽阔我们灵魂的度量，加深我们的管道。
Room for the floods of blessing new, according to thy word.
照你的话语使祝福倾倒。
It's the cross that cut deeper that channels.
是十字架能够加深那个管道。
For the flow of the Holy Spirit over us.
使圣灵的工作能够倾倒在我们身上。
And the life of Paul illustrates this truth.
保罗的生命就展现了这一点。
He was a man who had crucified his self-interest.
他是那个定死自己个人利益的。
Allowing the Spirit of Jesus to work powerfully in his life.
使这个基督的灵能够在他身上做工。
In his deepest trial, Paul found himself firmly anchored in the convictions.
在他最艰难的时候，他看见他是在他所信的那个上面。
For me to live is Christ.
因他活着就是基督。
And this conviction was upheld by God's sovereignty.
他的信乃是在神他的掌权当中的。
And God's sovereignty shook the foundation of the prison.
那神的主权就使监牢的地基动摇。
Opening all doors and loosening everyone's chains.Leading to the conversion of the jailer and his household.
监门就全开了，然后囚犯的锁链也松开，使那些禁足他们都信主。
And this event opened the door for gospel to spread throughout Europe.
这个就是福音可以传遍腓立比，传遍欧洲。
Resulting in the formation of a remarkable assembly in Philippi.
使腓立比的圣徒们他们开始了聚会。
In letter to Philippians can be summed up in a simple phrase.
在腓立比书的后面可以被总结。
I rejoice, you rejoice.
我欢喜，你也欢喜。
Joy permeates this letter.
喜乐就传遍了这个这一本书。
And the key to joy is being fully occupied by Christ.
基督这个喜乐的奥秘就是被基督所占据。
May the Lord give us the insight to the first meaning of Christ being our all.
让神能够让我们看见这个第一个意思的这个真谛。
Christ is His life by the Holy Spirit through the cross.
基督是我们的生命，是借着十字架的道路，还有圣灵的工作。
So this is the first essential meaning of the new self.
这是关乎新人的第一个意思。
You think this is very tough, right?
大家可能觉得这个很难。
Yeah, this is impossible, actually.
这可能这应该是不可能的。
But with us, it's impossible. With God, all things are possible.
但在人不能，在神都能。
Let's look at the second meaning of the new self.
让我们看关于新人的第二个意思。
Is to have the mind of Christ.
那是能够有基督是我们的心思。
Paul urged Philippians to have the same mind, to have the same love, and to be in one accord.
保罗鼓励腓立比人，他们可以 以基督的心为心，能够意念相同，爱心相同。
By humbly embracing the mindset of Christ is the only way we can reach unity.
谦卑的以基督的心为心，那是我们能够得到合一唯一的途径。
The humble mindset led to Jesus' exaltation by God.
基督谦卑的心智使他被神升高。
Receiving the name which is above all names.
他得着在乎万民之上的名。
Every knee bows and every tongue confess his lordship.
万膝都跪拜，万口都承认他的主权。
Glorifying God and the Father and fulfilling his eternal purpose.
荣耀父神，来成就父神永远的旨意。
The unity represents.By that single golden street in the New Jerusalem.
合一，它有一幅图画，就是新耶路撒冷的那个金金所造的街道。
In Revelation, we see a New Jerusalem comes down from heaven.
在启示录当中，我们看到新耶路撒冷从天而降。
And there is one single street in this city.
在这新耶路撒冷里面有一条街道。
And the street of the city was pure gold, as transparent.Glass.
那条街是金金所造，好像明透的玻璃。
The description of the New Jerusalem in the Bible includes that single golden street.
所以形容新耶路撒冷的时候，也形容到了这一条街。
This vision aligns with Christ's declaration, "I am the way."
这个意象就与主耶稣基督所说的，他是那个道路，是一致的。
And this suggests that the single street.Symbolize the exclusive path found in Christ Jesus.
这条街道就说明了我们在基督里面唯一的，它是我们唯一的道路。
It's important to know that that city or that single golden street is not only be built at the end of time.
我们要知道，这唯一的一条金金的街道不是到那时候才被建造的。
Every aspect of the new city, including the single street, is currently under construction.
新耶路撒冷的建造，包括那条街道，现在就在被建造当中。
As we read the Paul's letter, we can witness the unfolding of the city representing the church.
我们看见保罗的书信当中，这个新耶路撒冷的建造就是在。教会当中
This single street serves as the gathering place for all saints.
这一条金金的街道乃是圣徒们聚集的地方
With only one street, there are no other paths for people to come together.
只有这一条街，没有别的地方圣徒可以聚集的
And the single street represents the unity and the fellowship of all believers.
这唯一的街道乃是圣徒们的合一
Satan persistently opposed the building of the city, particularly the single street.
撒旦他就一直在阻挡这个新耶路撒冷，特别是这一条街道的建造。
From the very beginning, even in the first Corinthians, you saw the divisions.
我们可以看见说，从哥林多前书那里就看见教会当中的分裂。
One says, "I am of Paul," another, "I am of Apollos," another.I am of Peter, and yet another, I am of Christ.
个人就说我是属保罗的，我是属亚波罗的，我是属彼得的，我是属基督的。
The vision said there's one single street.
我们看见说应该会只有一条街。
But in Corinthian church, they have four different streets.
但在哥林多前书，我们看到有被分裂成四条街。
There's the street of Paul.Apollos, Peter's, and Christ.
有属保罗的街，亚波罗的街，彼得的街，还有基督的。
And those who said I am of Christ may believe that their street is the most beautiful one.
可能那些说属基督的人，他们就觉得他们的街道是最美丽的。
But in reality, their street was the worst.
但在实际上，可能他们的街是最差的。
Because they use Christ's name.To promote divisions,
因为他们以基督的名义来促进分裂。
To overcome these divisions, we must let the cross dismantle them.
如果来消灭这些分裂，我们就要让十字架的工作能够来到我们当中。
Freeing ourselves from attachment to specific teaching or leaders.
从这些特别的教导或教导的人当中可以释放出来。
And focus solely on Christ.
让我们可以全然的定睛于基督。
Additionally, the cross must also address the misconception represented by the fourth category.I am of Christ.
所以十字架的道路也要来对付这最后的一类人，他说他们是属基督的。
I hope that none of us will have that misconception, think that we are a special kind of Christians.
我希望大家不会有这样错误的认识，觉得我们是特别的基督徒。
It is inappropriate to condemn Christians for belonging to denominations.
谴责宗派教会里面聚集的弟兄姊妹，这件事是不合宜的。
Rather, we must learn to distinguish between God's children from the organization they belong to.
反而我们应该要学会分辨神的儿女，而不是从他们所属的团体当中去分辨。
Well, we may choose not to participate in the organizations.
也许我们不会选择去参与这些团体。
Our conviction should not affect our love for fellow believers.
但我们的负担不应该影响我们对这些弟兄姊妹的爱。
Our love for God's children should reflect God's love for His own.
我们神儿女们的彼此相爱应该是反映说神的爱。
Regardless of their affiliations.
不在乎于是他们的团体。
We must recognize God's children wherever they are and maintain unity on the single street of fellowship.
我们要在何地都来能够分辨神的儿女，而且持守这唯一一条街的这个交通。
Satan seeks to disrupt this unity and solve divisions among God's people.
撒旦他就来阻挡这个合一，而且把分裂的种子种在神的儿女当中。
We must stand firm in our commitment to walk alongside our fellow believers as children of God.
但我们应该要站立得住，与我们的弟兄姊妹们一同来走这条道路。
No, Satan also attacked a Philippian church.
那撒旦他也来攻击腓立比教会。
In Philippi, there were arguments between two women.
在腓立比教会，这两个女人当中就起了争执。
Euodia and Syntyche.
由阿蝶和寻都基。
And this conflict was Satan's way of disrupting the unity of believers in Christ.
这两个女人之间的争执就来阻挡了这个教会的合一。
It is remarkable that Apostle Paul finds the argument between two women so important. He addressed that in his letter to the Philippians.
很奇妙的是，保罗他看为这个争执是一定要被解决的，所以他在他的书信当中提到了这个事情。
Maybe you and I think there are so many other things. Why was Paul so caught up with the argument between two sisters?
有那么多重要的事情，我们会觉得说，为什么保罗他一定要来讲到这两个姊妹们之间的争执呢？
Philippians' position between Ephesians and Galatians.
腓立比书是在以弗所书和哥罗西书之间的。
And Philippians hold a very significance.
腓立比书是很重要的一本书。
Now, well, some might think that Ephesians and Colossians should be together.
有些人觉得腓立比书、以弗所书和哥罗西书应该是要连在一起的。
But Holy Spirit arranged them in the order for a purpose.
但圣灵他做这样子排序的工作是有目的的。
In Ephesians, the focus is on church role in fulfilling God's eternal purpose.
以弗所书讲到教会是完成神永恒旨意的重要一部分。
And highlighting its calling and destiny.
着重于讲到教会的呼召和教会的命运。
On the other hand, Galatians zoom in on its practical aspect of the church's relationship with Christ.
而哥罗西书却讲到教会与基督的关系。
And place between the two. Between the calling and destiny and the practical relationship with Christ.
而在这两本书之间，关于教会的命运和教会与基督的关系。
Philippians serve as a bridge.
腓立比书就成为那个桥梁。
Stretching the crucial role of unity in transitioning the church from the calling and destiny into a living relationship with Christ.
而腓立比书在两书之间就讲到了合一，合一是使教会能够成就神的旨意与基督有一个真实关系的重要一部分。
That is why Paul has to address this issue.
所以保罗一定要来讲到这个问题。
So these two women become most famous two women for the whole world to see.
所以就是这两个女人就成为了就出名了。
The unity of the Philippian church depends on solving the problem between Euodia and Syntyche.
这个腓立比教会的合一就在乎于能够解决由阿蝶和寻都基之间的矛盾。
Apostle Paul urged them to be of the same mind in the Lord.
所以保罗就劝勉他们能够有一样的心智。
Without unity, the church's calling and destiny and New Jerusalem were just lofty concepts and terms.
没有合一的话，新耶路撒冷的建造、教会的命运，只是一些高不可及的一些概念而已。
The keystone of the church life can be stated in a very simple directive: be of the same mind.
教会生活的基石就是这样简单的一句话：有一样的心思。
I don't know if anybody know what the keystone is.
我不知道大家知不知道什么叫基石。
You know, many of your house have an arch.
很多人的家里面都会有一个拱门。
Yeah, especially during the front door, there will be a arch built by bricks.
很多人特别是在前门的那边会有一个拱门是用石头建造的。
And in the middle of the arch, there will be a wedge shape. Could be a stone or wood.
在中这个门的中间就会有一个半圆形的。
半圆形。
斜形的木头或石头。
Yeah. And do you know what is the purpose of that strange little stone there or wood?
大家知道那块石头或木头的功用是什么吗？
Keep the whole arch stable.
是那块石头或木头就使整个拱门能够坚固。
For the whole arch depend on that keystone.
那整个拱门是在乎于那一块基石。
The keystone of church life is unity.
那教会生活的基石乃是合一。
Though seemingly straightforward, right? Maintaining unity becomes increasingly difficult.
虽然听起来很简单，但是持守这样的合一却变得很艰难。
Due to Satan's effort to divide and scatter God's people.
因着撒旦他来分散和分裂神的子民。
So brothers and sisters, how important is the unity?
所以弟兄姊妹们，合一是多么的重要。
And the only way we can have unity is to have the mind of Christ in each of us.
那合一的秘诀就是以基督的心为心，在我们每一个人当中。
It's easy to say than done.
可能比较容易说，不容易做。
How do we get there?
我们如何能够到达那个地步呢？
How do we get this mind?
我们如何能够以基督的心为心呢？
The street is made of gold.
新耶路撒冷的那条街是以金金所造。
Not only gold, pure gold.
不仅是金子，乃是金金。
Why?Why has to be made with pure gold?
为什么是金金所造的？
What does it mean?
什么意思呢？
I find the meaning in Job 23 verse 10.
我在约伯记23章第10节就找到那个解释。
And Job wrote, this is sort of summarized his own experience.
约伯讲到这一点是来总结他的经历的。
But he knows the way I take. When he has tested me, I will come forth as gold.
然而他知道我所行的路，他试炼我之后，我必如金金。
In fact, God wants all of us to come forth as gold.
神愿意我们每个人都能成为金金。
Gold is a remarkable substance.
金金乃是非常厉害的一种材料。
No, one ounce of gold, one ounce of gold,
一盎司的金子
can be beaten so thin it covers 300 square feet.
被击打之后可以那么薄，可以来覆盖300平方英尺。
But before he can be used that way,
但在金子可以被使用之前
he must be mined, melted, purified, and tested.
金子需要被开采、被熔炼、纯净，还有试炼。
Do you know when the gold is pure?
大家知道怎么能够去衡量说这个金子是金金吗？
When the goldsmith look at the gold, if the goldsmith can see his own face, and the gold is pure.
当炼金人他拿起那块金子，在金子上面看见他自己的脸的时候，他就知道这块金子是被炼净，是金金。
That's how the Lord wants us to be.
这是神向着我们每一个人的心意。
Through purification, through the testing, we come forth as pure gold.
借着被他纯净，被他炼净，我们可以被试炼之后如金金。
Our Lord Jesus is pure gold.
我们的主耶稣是那金金。
Purify and tested.
他被纯炼，他被炼净。
He became pure gold through suffering.
他借着这患难，他就被试炼。
When we see pure gold, it reminds us the suffering of the Lord.
当我们看见金金的时候，我们被提醒我们主耶稣他的受苦。
Remind us the love of Christ.
来提醒我们基督向着我们的爱。
We cannot have unity without love of Christ.
如果我们没有基督的爱，我们是没有办法合一的。
Paul says so in Ephesians.
保罗在以弗所书里面提到。
Showing forbearance to one another in love, being diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
要凡事谦虚温柔忍耐，用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
And he said further in Colossians, and beyond all these things, put on love, which is the perfect bond of unity.
在哥罗西书他也讲到，在这一切之外要存着爱心，爱心就是联络全德的。
Love is the perfect bond of unity.
爱心就是那联络全德的。
The unity of the body of Christ is built by the love of Christ.
合一是在基督的爱之上可以被建立的。
If we come forth as gold, we will have the same mind of Christ Jesus.
当我们成为那个金金的时候，我们也应该以基督的心为心。
Then the third meaning of the new self is Christ is our goal.
那作为新人的第三个意义就是基督是我们的标杆。
When Jesus have his mindset, and that mindset led him to empty himself and let go of everything that he had to secure God's purpose.
基督的那个心智乃是倒空自己来成就神的旨意。
It is the mindset of Christ that led him to endure suffering to achieve God's plan.
基督的心智使他能够来忍耐受苦，来直到神的旨意成就。
And the same mindset was seen in Apostle Paul.
那同样的心智我们也在保罗的生命当中我们看见。
He let go of his impressive background and achievements.
他放下了他那些杰出的背景和成就。
Consider them worthless compared to the goal of knowing Christ.
他认为把那些都视作粪土与认识基督相比。
For Paul, losing everything else meant nothing compared to the ultimate gain of being completed in Christ.
保罗所放下的这一切与他能够在基督里面完全相比，他都觉得是不值一提。
So Paul desired all of us to have the same goal as he had.
保罗也希望我们每一个人与他一样有同样的标杆。
And he contrasts this with those who are more concerned with earthly things.
而且他与那些对于地上的事更在乎地上的事的人有一个对比。
Unfortunately, sometimes some people get more caught up with the doctrine than Christ himself.
很可惜的时候，今天有些人他们更在乎那个教导。
教义。And this can lead to jealousy, rivalry, divisions, which contradicts the spirit of Christ.
而这样子的一个想法会引起骄傲、争竞和分裂，这是与基督的心是相违背的。
But when we view everything through the lens of how it helps us to know Christ better, it unites us.
但当我们看事情，乃是说我们怎样能够使我们与基督更加合一呢？这个想意念就使我们能够合一。
Paul isn't saying everyone should agree on every issue.
保罗不是说我们在每一件事上都要有同样的观点。
Diversity is good, but our main focus should always be on Christ.
有多样性是好的，但是我们的着重于我们在基督。
Paul's life was incredible diverse.
保罗的生命是富有多样性的。
Yet it was unified by one thing.
但都连于一件事。
And when Paul talked about this one thing, it's not just about his own salvation.
当保罗讲到这一件事的时候，不仅仅是他得救。
It is the purpose of his salvation.
乃是他得救的目的。
Brothers and sisters, most of us are just happy for our own salvation.
弟兄姊妹们，有时候我们可能就满足于我们的救恩。
But how often we think about the purpose of our salvation?
但我们会时常想到我们得救的目的吗？
And the purpose is the prize.
而那目的就是那个奖赏。
Of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
能够得着在基督耶稣里从上面召我们来的奖赏。
For this reason, for this goal, Paul forgets what lies behind and reach forward to what lies ahead.
因着这一个奖赏，保罗他就忘记背后，努力向前，向着标杆直跑。
Brothers and sisters, we are gathered together this morning. Let's ponder a fundamental question.
弟兄姊妹们，当我们早晨聚集的时候，让我们来思想这几个基本的问题。
Is Christ our all?
基督是我们的一切吗？
To answer this, let's dive into three separate questions.
回答这个问题的时候，我们来把它分成三个不同的问题。
Is Christ our life?
基督是我们的生命吗？
Have we come to the place where we can say, for me to live is Christ, to die is gain?
我们是否到一个地步，我们可以说，因我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处呢？
Do we still cling to many personal interests apart from Christ?
在基督以外，我们还有许多别的个人的追求吗？
Are we willing to surrender our self-interest, allowing Christ to reign supreme in our lives?
我们愿意放下这些个人的追求，让基督在我们身上显伟大吗？
Can we say Christ will be exalted in my body, whether by life or by death?
无论是生是死，我们可以说基督在我们身上照常显大吗？
When Christ leads the way, the Holy Spirit follows, and God's sovereignty guides our path.
当基督引领我们的道路的时候，圣灵就来带领我们，他的主权就来掌管我们。
The second question is Christ our mind.
第二个问题是，基督是我们的心思吗？
Without embracing the mind of Christ, we cannot maintain unity within the body of Christ.
若我们不以基督的心为心，我们没有办法持守教会里面的合一。
Without unity, God's eternal purpose and the concept of the new Jerusalem are lofty terms.
若没有合一的话，神永远的旨意和新耶路撒冷只是一个高不可攀的概念。
How much are we willing to sacrifice to preserve the unity and fellowship in the body of Christ?
我们愿意放下多少来成全教会当中的合一？
Are we ready to come forth as pure gold?
我们愿意来成为那金晶吗？
For the sake of church unity.
为着教会里面的合一。
Are we willing to undergo refinement, purification, and testing to contribute to the building of that single golden street?
我们愿意被神试炼，是为着新耶路撒冷那一条唯一的金晶的街道的建造吗？
Is Christ our goal?
基督是我们的标杆吗？
Our Lord Jesus praised Mary of Bethany for the one thing that is necessary.
主耶稣他来 赞赏这个伯大尼的玛利亚，因为他拣选了那不可少的一件事。
Just as God was David's goal in life, Christ became Mary's goal in life.
就如基督成为大卫的标杆，基督也成为玛利亚的标杆。
If we lose sight of this one thing, we will end up doing everything but accomplish nothing.
若我们不抓紧这一件事，我们就像是那什么都做了却 一事无成的人。
We might fill our days with business but never reaching the goals that God has set for us.
我们可能一天当中十分忙碌，却没有得着那基督要我们得着的。
May the Lord help us in embracing the new self.
愿主让我们来成为那新人。
Where Christ is all and in all.
使基督成为我们的一切，也住在我们里面。
When Christ become our life, then we will have the emotion of Christ.
当基督是我们的生命的时候，我们就有基督的这个情感。
When we have Christ become our mind, then we have the mind of Christ.
当基督是我们的心思的时候，我们就以基督的心为心。
When Christ is our goal, we have the will.Of Christ.
当基督是我们的标杆的时候，我们就有神的这个有基督的这个旨意。
If we have the emotion, mind, and will of Christ, we will be like Christ.
当我们有基督的这个情感，他的旨意的时候，
心思还有他的意志，
他的心思和意志的时候。基督，
我们就会像基督。
我们就会像基督。
Then we can have that reality of Christ is our all.
我们就有基督是我们一切的这个实际。
And this is the new self.
这就是新人。
We're not there yet.
我们还没有到那一步。
But we press on toward the goal.
但我们向标杆直跑。
Every single day.
每一天。
Let's pray.
我们来有些祷告。
Father, we thank you this morning.We can gather before you in this precious way.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你早晨我们可以来到你的面前。
We just want to pray that we can see a glimpse of your heart.
我们祷告，我们可以摸着你的心。
That all of us will come forth as pure gold.
我们可以被你炼净，成为那金晶。
Transparent glass.
可以像那明透的玻璃。
Reflect your emotions.Your mind and your will.
能够来显明，能够活出你的情感，你的心
智。We can contribute to the building of that single street in the New Jerusalem.
我们能够成为那新耶路撒冷建造的一部分。
Father, we're not there yet.
天父，我们知道我们还没有在那里。
None of us has reached yet.
我们没有一个人还得着。
But we are encouraged this morning.That by the work of the cross and the Holy Spirit, you can accomplish it.
但我们实在是被激励，借着十字架和圣灵的工作，我们知道你可以做成。
We pray that you will convict us if there's any division among us.
我们求你可以来光照我们，若我们当中有任何的分裂。
If we hold grudges to any brother or any sister, let's repent before you now.
若我们向着我们的弟兄或姊妹有任何的苦读，我们在你面前认罪。
We pray the cross would dismantle all the divisions among your people.
我们祷告这个十字架，它能够溶解我们当中所有的分裂。
Dismantle all division in our family life.
能够溶解我们家庭当中所有的分裂。
So we will have this unity in the body of Christ.
让我们在基督的身体当中有这个合一。
We're very grateful for this time.
我们何等感谢你这个时间。
In Jesus' name we pray.
祷告奉主耶稣的名。Amen.